land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Bruce Finlayson. He is part of the Antrim County Republican Party. He's also part of the Michigan, the Convention of the States efforts in Michigan, and also participating in an event they've put together and hosting on Saturday morning, May the 11th, and it's going to be right located in our listening area in Gaylord. It's going to be at the Otsego County Library, 700 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord. So, Bruce, welcome on into the show.
Thank you very much, Randy.
Want to have you on because you guys have put this together to have a discussion on the future of our country, patriots taking action, rescuing America's freedom. Explain a little bit first about your background, your resume. Who is Bruce? And basically, why are you guys doing this?
Okay, sure. So thanks again for giving me the opportunity to talk to your audience. Well, I'm a lifelong supporter of the Constitution. I live in Elk Rapids, about 20 minutes north of Traverse City. As you mentioned, I'm a regional captain of the Convention of States for the 1st Congressional District, plus precinct delegate in Antrim County. Had a 35-year career with AT&T and Lucent Technologies. Retired about 15 years ago after my last job was general manager of the Midwest region for AT&T. Wife was a school teacher of 30 years downstate when we lived down in the Farmington area. She was an elementary school teacher, by the way. I have two daughters, one of which teaches at the College of Petoskey North Central Community College. Since I retired, I've been on several boards. I've served, I ran the Red Cross up here in Northwest Michigan chapter for 9 years, 3 years as chair. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, out of Traverse City, Northwest Michigan, if you will, 8 years, and have been in the Traverse City SCORE chapter, which is part of the Small Business Administration, for 19 years and past chair. So that's a little bit what I've been doing.
Very active guy, and after retirement, still staying basically involved.
Yes, very, yes. Very involved.
Now, one thing I did want to ask you about this event, because I have the flyer, and if you folks would like the flyer, just text me Gaylord. Just text me Gaylord, and I'll send you the flyer for the event. Now, this is happening in the morning through the early afternoon on Saturday, May the 11th, Bruce. And then, of course, we have a big Reagan Day dinner for Presque Isle County Republicans that evening. So this is something that you've timed this, that you, people could actually participate in both events. But the list of people that you have coming, what was behind the driving force of getting all these various groups coming and supporting and speaking at this event?
Yeah, well, really the driving force, Randy, from my perspective, is we have a lot of constitutional supporting groups in northern Michigan and obviously in Michigan with the same goal of protecting the U.S. Constitution and our freedoms associated with that. But in a lot of cases, we don't need to know each other well. We don't collaborate well. And there's a need for us to do that, to elect the kind of candidates that will prevent the federal government from overreaching, which they have been doing for quite a while. I think we both agree on that.
Absolutely.
And I would argue becoming tyrannical, the more tyrannical by the almost by the day. So we thought, so wouldn't it be
let's
a,
do it.
Yeah, so
let's get it together. All right.
Bring us all together. The various groups, so yep. We get to know each other. We have a audience, obviously.
Bruce, hold that thought. We're heading into a hard break. Short segment, commercial break. We're going to hold Bruce through the break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number three. Staying on through the break is Bruce Finlayson. He is going to be part of hosting an event Saturday morning on May the 11th in Gaylord at the Public Library. And Bruce, when we were interrupted so rudely by automation for commercials, you were saying that basically there's a lot of patriot groups, a lot of people that are concerned, various organizations, especially around northern Michigan, our listening area, and even around the whole state. But nobody has ever brought everybody together to see where we could work together collaboratively to accomplish certain things. And that was basically the main purpose, the main driving force behind this event that you guys are hosting on May 11th.
Exactly, Randy. Exactly. We thought, wouldn't it be a good idea? You know, this is about building a coalition, right? There's power in numbers. And let's come together and work together, understand how we can collaborate to get the vote out and elect the right candidates that will, you know, that will preserve the Constitution and our associated freedoms. So that's the bottom line, that what we're trying to accomplish here, inform, and of course we hope to inform the folks that show up in the audience, and to mobilize folks to get involved at the grassroots level, county commissions, school board, et cetera, et cetera. That's what it's going to take this country back.
Well, it's interesting because one of the conservative state senators, Michelle Hatanga, she currently represents the 36th district. She'll be in attendance. Ralph Rebant, we've had Ralph on the show quite a few times. He's, of course, part of Michigan Lighthouse Ministries. Jonathan Turnbull, one of the Otsego County commissioners, Patriot Academy, Otsego County Liberty Rising, that's Stephanie Jacobson's group and all those great folks, patriots over there. And one of the things that I think is pretty interesting, Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan Presqu'île, Moms for Liberty, TPA Action, and Turning Point USA. So you really have a jam-packed list of folks. And you're also, this is open to the public, and I believe it's free, or are you charging a fee for it?
It's free.
Absolutely free. And yep. You're even going to include lunch for the folks that show up.
Yep, it's going to be a light lunch since we're in, you know, all nonprofits, but
right. We
do that.
Very good. Now, one thing, Bruce, I think is critically important, and as you know, Vicki has stepped up to put her name in the running for Antrim County Clerk. We've got people stepping up, primary challenging some of our incumbent state representatives. I think primary challenges are a good thing. Iron sharpens iron, stone sharpens stone. And some of these incumbents actually need to be called out on their voting record, not being necessarily constitutional nor as conservative as I think the district is. What's your perspective on primary challenges?
Well, I think they're healthy, and for the reason you just talked about, we need to hold our current elected officials accountable, you know, for their votes. They represent us, so I'm all for the challenges.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah, well, one thing I think is interesting, Bruce, is there are so many different factions within the Republican Party. Conversely, the Democrats, they all are in lockstep with one another. Their agenda is their agenda. You're on board with the agenda. You have a D behind your name. So you're going to support these things whether you like it or not. But at the same time, we have the House Freedom Caucus. You know, State Representative Neil Friske, he's being primary challenged by, I think, a moderate rhino that is bought and paid for by Jack Bergman and Senator John DeMoose. I've got real issues with some of these races. But at the same time, like you say, let's come together, let's hear the arguments, let's have the debates, and may the best man win.
Exactly. Debate makes the world go round. I had an old boss that told me that when I was very young.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit. Now, will you be speaking at all regarding the Convention of the States, as being that you guys are hosting this event? Will you be speaking at the event on this topic?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, my district captain, Jim Carter, in House District 106, will actually be doing the speaking. I'll be serving more or less, the master of ceremonies for introducing people and so forth and setting up the day. But Jim will be speaking. Jim is one of my district captains. Been with us for 4 years now.
Right. Now, what has happened in that effort here in the state of Michigan from Lansing, now that the Democrats are in control of, back in control of the majority, two-seat majority in the House and the Senate, they have the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, what's the current status of Convention of the States here in Michigan?
Well, you can, as you can imagine, since the last election, nothing has happened, no movement whatsoever. We can't even get a conversation with the Democrats about this. Now, remember, the governor would has no role. So if we ever get the Convention of States resolution passed in the House, in the Senate, just by a majority vote, the governor has no say in Michigan.
Now, is that pursuant to our state constitution, U.S. Constitution? How is it that the governor has no say?
It's per the U.S. Constitution as well as our own constitution. Yeah, it's Article 5 in the U.S. Constitution is the one that deals with proposing amendments to the Constitution. And again, as two-thirds of the states have to petition Congress, once two-thirds of the states pass the same exact resolution, then Congress has to allow the convention to occur. And then there'll be debate in three specific areas. And whatever comes out of it on so if there's a 26 votes, let's just say that 26 states say that there's only three terms for a senator, then that will go back out to all of the states eventually, and three quarters of states would have to approve that for it to become part of the Constitution.
So they ratify it in their state constitution as well as the U.S. Constitution. Both of them are amended.
The state constitution is not amended. The federal government. There's 19 states that have passed the resolution, and there's another 11 states that have passed the resolution in either their House or Senate.
Very good. So you're working it from an entire countrywide effort is basically what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Got it. Now I got another text message. Pastor Ralph Reband, he ran for governor. His Lighthouse Ministries, we've had him on the show. He's talked about that effort. What role do you think the churches and, let's just call it what it is, Christian believers, getting involved in this year's election? Historically, they don't vote. Some of them aren't even registered to vote. Explain those numbers to the audience.
Yes, it's incredible. The numbers that Ralph has told me, and I've read them in other places, roughly 80 million Christians, regular churchgoers, only 40 million are registered, and there's less than that that vote. They think about 30 million votes. So this is a huge issue for folks that believe in the Constitution, because the Constitution, as we know, has a biblical foundation to it. So getting out to vote at churches is very, very important. That's why we have Ralph speaking. He's going to speak actually for the longest amount of time. But Ralph is also part of the Michigan Praise Group that down in Lansing, that is a number of organizations are working together to get the church vote out for elections this year. And in fact, I've been invited to go to that meeting actually this Thursday in the down in Lansing.
Sure. Because based on those numbers you just described, I mean, this is 80 million people that consider themselves regular church-going folks. Half of them register to vote, and I've heard it's sometimes even 30 to 50% actually vote in a national, federal, presidential election. I mean, that's 50, 60 million votes, Bruce, that are basically untapped with people that normally hold our values.
Exactly. I think it's the number one issue for us this year.
Well, we get those folks involved in a presidential election, state representatives and U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate. I mean, this could have tremendous impact on the state of Michigan and Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. I think it's the biggest opportunity for us, Randy, to help us take back the country, elect the kind of people that are going to protect our freedoms in the U.S. Constitution. You know, we see the socialists and the Marxist movements on TV today, and this is what it's all about. We need those folks voting.
Absolutely. One other group that I'm reaching out to as well is, for some reason, and Bruce, over the years, with all your years of experience, I cannot figure this one out. Why hunters, sportsmen people that believe in our Second Amendment rights, why they don't participate in large numbers? We've been told that in the 2022 midterm election for governor, the attorney general, secretary of state, and taking back control of our state senate, that less than 40% of people that identify themselves as hunters, especially heading into November for deer season, they just simply don't vote. And for that, I don't understand it. Have you had any thoughts about reaching out to these folks and trying to get them to participate in this year's election?
Well, frankly, I wasn't aware of that till that issue until a couple of weeks ago. That's something we have to go to work on. I don't understand it either, and I've hunted all my life. I don't get it. Second Amendment hunters doesn't make any sense, but that's just one of those crazy things in the world. But we'll go after that too. I did want to mention, by the way, that you know the youth vote is very important. And Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action, we've got the leaders in Michigan, Luke Malice, who works very closely with Ralph. You know, getting out, organizing the students at the university level, et cetera, and getting them registered and getting them out to vote. Big issue for us as well. Tremendous organization. Luke does a great job.
Yeah, and that's part of Charlie Kirk's effort, I believe.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is.
I got a text message from Jeff. He says, I think there's also Charlie Kirk coming to the west side of the state. So this Michigan is absolutely in play, is basically what you're saying as far as Turning Point in the youth vote. Michigan is definitely in play.
Yes.
One other question. I'm reading text messages. My phone's blowing up a little bit here, Bruce. Do you think that this meeting that you're doing on Saturday, May the 11th in Gaylord, and again, folks, you can attend this event and then come over to the Presque Isle Posen area for their Presque Isle Republican event later that evening. Do you think that this will be the starting point of getting this collaboration going to get these groups unified, working together?
That is our objective. And the folks that we've talked to that we have invited, and again, they're the leaders of their groups, have all responded very, very positively. And so I'm thinking this could be the start, as they said in Casablanca, of a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Lastly, is there any component to this event on Saturday, May the 11th, that will address and talk about election integrity?
We do not have a specific speaker for that, Randy.
Okay, very good. Is your time slots all completely taken up?
We may have one that might come open, but it looks full at the moment.
Pretty jam-packed.
If you have somebody in mind and I had a last-minute cancellation, I'd be open to
it. Very good. We'll definitely keep talking and communicating, and I'll reach out to Patrick Kolbeck and some other folks and see if you end up having a slot. We might be able to take you up on that.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Again, Bruce, we appreciate you coming on the show today. Again, it's going to be Saturday, May the 11th, at Otsego Public Library. Doors open at 9:30. It goes until 3:30. They are going to be providing a light lunch and a lot of speakers, a lot of good information, and love to see you guys there. If you'd like that flyer, just text me Gaylord, and I'll send you the flyer directly to your phone. Bruce, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Randy. Coffee will be ready at 9 in the morning.
9 a.m. Very good, Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
So, again, if you'd like that flyer, folks, just text me Gaylord, G-A-Y-L-O-R-D, Gaylord. And I'll send you the flyer. Hopefully you can attend and then come join the party in Posen. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.